ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. 11/5/2020. And oh, I'll tell you, didn't know the other day if we would be on here tonight or not, but we're on here. So that's good. Now, on the other hand, this nation is completely under attack of the Luciferians that control the top slots in the intelligence world, the corporate world, the banking world, some of the top religious slots, the judicial world, like Supreme Courts who won't take cases like out of Pennsylvania that would have been advantageous to do so. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is under attack. Under attack, and here's what we're going to go to again. But before I do that, I'm going to start out tonight. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to our brother, the Cold War warrior? Will you go to him in the hospital? Will you touch him, Lord? Will you provide him medical miracles and uplift him and restore him to more robust health? Lord, one more time, go into the parts box. Put whatever parts necessary in him to rejuvenate him and to bring him up, Lord, so that he may still be of use to you and in your service. If it be thy will, Lord Jesus, I pray you do that here tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to just say this. In a magical, really magical, the Lucy's brought back up, Mimic on election night. Mimic on election night, if you go to Mimic and look at that, M-I-M-I-C, University of Wisconsin, you're going to see stuff you can't believe. Can't believe it. It's scanner warfare. Once again, incidentally, that can affect your mood, your emotional levels, your health by broadcasting frequencies. Do you know that today, 100,000 new cases of COVID-19. Oh, yeah, you got to bring it all back on the television. They're already starting to show all the stuff where people are locked back up again and Zooming each other. Now they got Janet DiPaolo, the lesbo former head of Homeland Security, when she wanted to lock all of you Christian patriots up. And now she's been put on the board of directors of Zoom. They're taking the crap over, you see. Now let me say this. I understand President Trump was on just a minute ago, may still be. And he's talking about all the stuff, but I'm going to tell you, we're late in the game. We're late in the game, and there was not the proper look-see in all of these polling places by the Republican Party. But I'm going to tell you what. Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. The time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, like we have a new black bean bug in Florida that can eat crops now, that can eat crops and is starting to do so. Guard against that down there and pay attention. But before all of these, okay, famines, pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now how can that be, ladies and gentlemen, if he says that, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death? But he goes down and he says, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. You see, you are the soul. You possess your soul in your patience. You haven't given your soul to the devil. You haven't given yourself over to Lucy. You haven't sold yourself for the 30 shekels or 30 pieces of silver. You haven't done it. And you're still in the game and you're faithful for the Lord Jesus. Then you may lose your body, but there should not a hair of your head perish. If you don't understand it, pray, Lord Jesus, explain this verse in Luke 21 to me. In your patience possess ye your souls. But you see, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars, and upon earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a war. It's a war. And it's a big time war. It's ongoing. It is there. Now, I will say this. Some of the most interesting evidence I've seen is the Project Veritas video, and I understand that O'Keefe is going to be on Hannity tonight on Fox. Be interesting to see if they even let him do it, if Rupert Murdoch even lets him do it. But they're going to be on Fox. They're going to show the videotape, allegedly, where the whistleblower is talking about in the post office there in Detroit, in Michigan, how all of these thousands of ballots came in after the election was over. And they brought them into the post office, and the postal supervisor, listen to me, the United States postal supervisor allegedly ordered his men to backdate all of these thousands of voting envelopes. Backdate them. Well, let me tell you what, now I guess the inspector general of the post office has contacted O'Keefe of Project Veritas and is aware of it and saying, we're thinking about possibly investigating it. Bull crap. You need to get down there right away. You need to get there where the evidence is still there. You ought to send them postal inspector cops, which are some of the toughest son of a bucks you ever want to meet. I mean, they don't play any games. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you, that supervisor who ordered that United States postal supervisor, if in fact he did it, all right, if in fact he ordered that to be done, each and every one of those that is then backdated, each one of those counts, each one of those ballots, each one would be 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison, $10,000 fine. Postal laws are strong and strict. And I'm going to tell you, if anybody participated in the backdating, then they're liable as well. They're liable as well for taking an order which is against the law. So consequently, that's a big time thing. And we're playing around with observation. We need to have the postal inspectors there now. They need to go and impound all of the evidence. They need to brace up the supervisors and all the shifts and ask them point blank, was there any of this stuff done? Heck, put them on the flutter. Heck, give them with the body language. Heck, put the little stick to them on their knuckles. You know what I'm saying? Tune them up and get the answer to the question. Because this election, ladies and gentlemen, this election is being stolen right before your nose. Stolen before your nose. You have the CIA allegedly with Operation Scoreboard, to where they got sophisticated switch when they bring in all the voting machines from around the thing and bring them to the central voting area, warehouse, whatever, to do their final tallies and all of that. Supposedly they can go boop, boop, and then that switches to about 3% over whatever Trump had or the Republicans had, 2.5 to 3, 4% up on all of the votes minimum, okay? It gets them above the 1% where there's a normal recount, but still has plausible deniability. Allegedly, that is the CIA. Now you've got wholesale. They don't trust it up to them because I'm going to tell you, somebody is harvesting ballots or they're paying the printer to print additional and they're doing all kind of stuff. Now, allegedly, there's all kind of tricky ink and all that. I don't believe that crap for a minute. I don't believe that. I don't think that's true. Because I'll tell you, it wouldn't make a difference even if it was, because William P. Barr is not going to indict Jack Dooley shit, okay? William P. Barr, by not indicting Comey, by not indicting Rosenstein, by not indicting Sally Yates, by not indicting Sturrock and Page and Orr's, both Nellie and her husband, Bruce, by not indicting all the other people in the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the EIEIOs, the NSAs, all of the different intelligence and military people, by not indicting any of those people and then working up the chain by playing a stupid game with Bull Durham. All going to have tough Bull Durham. Because now, if Biden gets in, none of these people will ever be indicted. You will not find any of that shit ever goes to court. Never again. Never again will they do that, you see. So that's what William P. Barr has done. Had all that information came out about the top officials in the CIA, the top officials in the DNI, the top officials like Clapper and Brennan, the top officials like Comey, like Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, all of these people, that they were involved in an attempted coup d'etat on a duly elected sitting president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and by not doing that, that's a misprision, a felony by William P. Barr, because they know it. I mean, all you got to do is read Greg Jeffrey's book, Bongino's book, Judge Jeanine's book, 15 other books. The evidence is laid out. Hannity laid the evidence out for over a year. John Solomon's work, all the different people in the investigative journalist field. All of these people brought it out strong with evidence, evidence, evidence. And they're not going to indict anybody. And then Barr gets into the Congress and is real cute when they give him trouble. And then he says, well, I haven't indicted anybody, have I? It's all baloney. It's all cover-up bullcrap. Just like William P. Barr, who called himself Robert Johnson back during Iran-Contra, the Whitewater investigation, where he went to the bunker in North Little Rock. Terry Reid was there. Amron Nair is there. Billy Clinton's there. Asiasakawa's there. And Felix Rodriguez, a.k.a. Max Gomez. All of those people covered up the Clinton stuff and Poppy Bush's stuff in the Operation Centaur Rose and Jade Gate and all of that kind of stuff. All of the Clinton murders, all of the drug dealing and weapons trade back to the Contras. He covered up all of that. Now he's covered up a coup d'etat by the intelligence community against the United States president. And because he never did any of things of that in the past 6 months or year, and then strung everybody out with the bullshit Bull Durham investigation. Piece of crap. I'll tell you. That right there precluded and set up the field and allowed a dadgum China Joe to get in. China Joe, allegedly now bought by the Red Chinese Communist Party, compromised through the payments through his son and allegedly through his brother Jim Biden, compromised by the tapes allegedly of his son having sadistic sex with allegedly 8-10-year-old Chinese girls, hurting them so badly while having sex that they're screaming and bleeding and crying continually. And all of that's on videotape, and they show it in China on the internet. They've shown it in Russia. Some people in this country have seen it. If Giuliani and all them people don't put it all out in full, then bullshit. Then they get the guy that goes out and testifies honestly, comes on and does a press conference, Bobulinski, and says, I met personally with Joe Biden. Now the FBI, who allegedly supposedly has had all this crap since last year, and oh, they have an operation, a money laundering investigation. Well, why did they allow that to proceed from last year? That would have precluded Joe Biden from being even in the mix, would have precluded him from even being a candidate, because they would have found out that he is compromised and that the Red Chinese own his sorry China Joe butt through the blackmail. But oh no, Barr didn't do anything about that either. So you see, it's the CIA, it's the Lucy's at the top slots in the military. General Mattis saying, we're not ever going to do anything. You got all the generals against Trump. Why? Because they're worshiping the people that worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. And I don't care. All these people, all these top generals, all these pieces of crap, they're just as much interested in who's paying them. And the million or billion or trillion dollars, you know, down the line that's in their bank account in the Grand Cayman. You see, that is who did it. And I'm going to tell you what we've had in the last few days. All kind of military aircraft, Hal Turner's reported this. This stuff goes on quite a bit, much more than what people think. But we're already at a state of war. We're about ready to go to war with China. And in talking with the, excuse me, deep background source the other day, or with somebody who heard from one, let's put it that way, that I trust, he was told that they, the Chinese in Canada and Mexico, that if Trump was on the road to a big landslide victory over Biden, that they were possibly going to allegedly, I'm not saying hawk guarantees, I'm not saying that, but allegedly, according to a source who told somebody I know, that they were going to green light, the Chinese were going to green light an invasion and time it in with the BLM, Antifa, the Mexican cartels, and whatever Muslim brotherhoods and stuff in the United States would go forth out to start to attack the cities. They're already starting to do that now, the Antifa, the BLMs, all of that, even tonight, because now they're trying to force Trump to concede. They're going to do the violence until he concedes, you see. Well, let me tell you what, that right there almost took place, apparently, but allegedly, the Russians, Putin, not because he likes Trump, but because he was trying to tell the Chinese, who have been giving the Russians trouble on their own border, apparently, he's trying to tell them, because see, eventually they have to fight each other also, after they take out, allegedly, in their mind, they take out the eagle. They take out the United States. How could they do that? With an EMP or with a cyber attack, plus then disrupting all the cities. A few key bases and stuff taken out, by super hypersonic missiles, but I still think they could pop one up over Nebraska and take out the whole grid, because that also knocks out a lot of the computers and the cars and the ATMs. And isn't it interesting? With all the scanner war, I got a report yesterday, northwest Texas in that area over there, where all the Wi-Fi and a lot of the cell phones and everything was just out on the fritz. And apparently you couldn't get it on the Internet or do any kind of a thing. And then I looked up there at the Mimic, and boy, lo and behold, there was all kind of stuff there. I also heard another thing saying about how there were a lot of chemtrails. Well, one of the things that are put into chemtrails is aluminum oxide. Another is barium oxide or barium sulfide, barium oxide, I believe. These are heavy metals. You know, in a sense, it's chaff. But what they do, they can then use the scanner, the electromagnetic weapons, to light up a thing. And that gives them, first of all, a virtual battle space. They light it all up to get a virtual battle space, but it also can block communications, disrupt enemy aircraft and planes and such. So we've had a posture of when stuff is starting to go down, like hurricanes headed for, say, the Virginia coastline or Maryland, Virginia coastline. What happens there is that all the aircraft, the naval aircraft and other aircraft that are at the bases in Oceana, Hampton Roads, etc., and they all take off, and they usually go into the center of the country. But what I saw yesterday, the 197 military planes up, I saw them that they were in an X-like formation. The X formation is where the Nazis' old plan to invade the United States would come in from the corners of the X. Like up by Maine, that area, you know, Vermont, that kind of stuff, New Hampshire, and over here up Washington State and Montana, maybe, you see, and in that kind of an area, or even a little further in, maybe in the Dakotas, and then up from Mexico, and then up from Florida or the Gulf Coast over here, and to drive towards the center to take the grain belt, to take the wheat and the corn and all the stuff. And the cattle, a lot of it in the center of the nation, just like I've read to you, take spoils. Go up to the land of unwalled villages, Ezekiel. Let's just see if we can get that. I've read that to you a million times too, haven't I? Read that to you a million times as well. And here it is, Ezekiel 38. Let's see. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, this is after he's talking about Gog Magog war, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, you see, you go from, you know, central Texas, straight on up, Oklahoma, Kansas, you get Missouri, you get Nebraska, get the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then on over into Montana some, and little part of the Wyoming area and a little part of the Colorado grasslands. And you see, you go all up in that, and that's the majority of the wheat, a large majority of the wheat and the cattle in this country. So the X plan is something to watch about. When I saw that, I said, that's not good, because we're moving aircraft over here. Apparently there was a B-52 up over Oklahoma City today. Somebody I know has been really watching this. Hello to the Mr. Romeo Stratego, you know. He said he was looking today and was watching a C-17 refueling with a KC-135 tanker up over the United States, and they were refueling. Then all of a sudden the C-17 turned up its squawk, turned up its ident, Yeah, that goes on a lot. That kind of stuff is happening. So I'm telling you, keep any kind of reports of anything coming on to what's going on, because I'll tell you, we're about ready to going to have to fight. And I'm going to tell you one more time, like I did about the, probably the third show I did. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. Put your broken, nice boots with a little bit of insulation in them by the door. Have your BDUs, your long-handled underwear, your BDUs, and your layered clothing. Have your backpack, whether it be the fighting load or whether it be the house load, depending on what you're going to do. Have your weapons clean and ready to go. And I would tell you that you need more than one. You need probably two sidearms, a rifle, any kind of a thing. And I will tell you, have your butt pack and your pouches and everything topped off, ready to go, and load the magazines. You can even go so far as to put water in the canteens. But you need a pistol belt. You need with a butt pack on that. And you need at least a small rucksack for the 7 to 10 days of fighting, a fight load. With, a warm sweatshirt maybe. And then maybe also a poncho and different things like that. 6-8 pair of socks, some extra underwear and t-shirts. Medical kit. If you don't have good medical kits, then go out and get one. For those of you who still do not have a firearm, try to acquire one through family if somebody has an extra one. Or go to a place that still has shotguns, rifles, and you can get a 22, you can get a 12-gauge pump, 20-gauge pump, whatever it is you want. Get a handgun if you can get it. Get a rifle of some sort if you can afford it. And get a shotgun. But before they sell them to you, tell them that you'll buy these right today or whatever you're going to buy today if they will have from their back room provide you with the minimum of 500 rounds of ammunition for it. And they've got some in the back room. Maybe they'll negotiate and say, well, I can't give you five. I'll give you 200 rounds for each of the weapons. Do that, because otherwise you won't be able to find the ammunition for the weapon if you don't already have it. People are trading guns, trading firearms themselves for ammunition for other firearms. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this to you as well. Start thinking about, and I'm not a big joiner. I've never joined a big, great, big, huge militia or any kind of thing and any kind of deal. I've always been the lone scout, the hawk up above lookout, on the lookout, you know. I've always been around the edge on the right side, but I'm not going to be the guy that is in the front line of the Revolutionary War. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be slick. I want to be the ninja. I want to be the guy that is the scout, you see. Now, everybody can't do that, but I'm going to tell you. I will tell you now. Now is the time to explore through your family members, whether it be your immediate family, your children, if they're old enough, your husband or your wife, if they're old enough, a cousin, a good, like-minded next-door neighbor or some other family member or somebody who is extremely like-minded 100% with you, who is not somebody you just recently met, you see what I'm saying, who is not somebody you just recently met, and let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I call, you're going to need to look for a band of the hand. Five people. Five is the best span of control. The most effective span of control. Five people. If you have five people, if you're the leader of somebody else, the leader, five people, and then what you need to do, and even if you don't have those five now, if you've already outfitted yourself, and let's say maybe your husband, or you outfitted your wife, or your eldest son, or your daughter, or whatever, and that you have camouflage for them, and a rifle, or a shotgun, or two handguns, or another type of rifle, or whatever it is, and that you've got them outfitted with load-bearing equipment, a pistol belt, suspender-type packs to pull that all up, all right? The X or the Y suspenders to hold that up. And also then to have a rucksack, either a fighting load or house load, that has additional water, ammunition, food, and everything in it. And when I say that you need ammunition, how many magazines do you have or need? If you can and you can afford it, for a rifle, you need 10 to 12 magazines, 30 rounds each, you know? If you have 12, you got 360 rounds of ammo, all right? If you got a sidearm, a Glock, a Sig Sauer, a Colt, or whatever it is, Smith & Wesson, Springfield, whatever you got, you need at least 2 to 3 magazines for an automatic. And if you've got a wheel gun, like a .357 or something, or a .44 Magnum or whatever it might be, then you need some of the banana clips or the moon clips or the clips where you can pull open your cylinder, dump the cartridges out, and shove in 6 or 5 new cartridges depending on what you got. Then you probably need a hideout or a second gun. I like to have at least 2, you know. I like a 40 caliber, because that's a police type caliber. I also like a 9mm, like say a Glock 19 or a Glock 22. I had a Glock 21, a 45, but somebody stole that years ago in the Carolinas. So I might also have a Ruger, one of the little Ruger 380s, you know, or a James Bond hiding out as well somewhere. But I'm going to tell you, having a knife, good K-bar or a good other type of knife, where you can use that for all kind of stuff. And then if you have a backpack where you've got a small machete, if you can do that, or even just a semblance of that, the main deal is load-bearing equipment with ammunition and a firearm and, say, a knife. And if you had a pistol belt, or they could put some canteens on it, maybe an entrenching tool and a first aid kit for each person. So if you've got that for yourself, you got that for your wife, you got that for your husband, you got that for your children, if they're going to be combatants or defenders, and if it push comes to shove, then everybody is a defender, okay? But what you can also do is that you can put back another set of a load-bearing vest, ammo pouches, some canteens, a small rucksack, and start to fill it up and have it at the ready. For instance, you might have let's say you've got a 223, AR-15 or M4 type variant, and you've got, say, 12 magazines for yourself. Well, you might also have to have, or say a wife, maybe you've got a Ruger 10-22. But let's say you've got additional ammunition for it. Or let's say you got an older son or something like that. Or a neighbor next door and you got a pump Mossberg 590 shotgun. Well, then maybe you need a pouch with, you know, 200-300 rounds of shotgun shells, you see. But if you've got the basic equipment, then you have a band of the hand. You also, let's say you might take a 7.62 by 39, a semi-automatic AK variant. You know, whatever it is, all right? You can have that. Have your patches all set up. And ready to go. Not for the bug out, but maybe to operate as a band of the hand in your neighborhood, on your street, on your block, in your subdivision. You're down your country road or your back 40 of your farm or small acreage or in the woods adjacent to same or in your city block in the apartment building where you go up on the roof and then you can jump over to the one next door or you can use like I used to see them do in Chicago in the old days. When they were first starting to redo a lot of the old big houses that were north of Cabrini Green, up there in the, the Clyburn Corridor, whatever, the Ben Clyburn or whatever, where they were doing a lot of houses and a lot of young people were moving into it. They used to take the ladders and step across from this building to that building and to put plywood on it, walk on it, so all the guys and the girls could walk around and party on the different roofs. We need to be thinking about all of this kind of stuff. But pray ye that your flight not be in winter. But it looks like it possibly could be. All these military aircraft, quite interesting. Quite interesting. And then I'm just going to bring two things that Mr. China Joe said. Remember a few weeks ago where he said, we have assembled the most top flight voter fraud team ever assembled in history. All right? He told you what he's going to do. He told you they're going to have the fix in. He did that just like a Luciferian would do it. Just like a Muslim would do it. They have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. He told you. Everybody thought it was a gaffe. It wasn't. He told you that we have assembled the most top flight of the most top-notch voter fraud team ever put together. So they could commit voter fraud. So, the war is about ready on with the Chinese. You got them in Mexico, you got them in Canada, you got the Chinese subs, your Russian subs, all this stuff could pop up, okay? You got all of the people already starting to protest. Well, protest. You're in Minneapolis, they block I-94. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's not a problem. That was peaceful. Not if I want to get through there and get on my way home or to go to do business. But I'm going to tell you, don't go out unless you're armed now. Get your band of the hand, at least. When the time comes, the band of the hand can be affiliated with other groups or larger groups if necessary. Pay attention to who your enemies in the neighborhood already might be. Those with the black hearts on the cards with the little sliver of white in the upper left of the heart as a white ally. And I'm not saying that that's who it is, but they're Marxist. West African witchcraft involved with Marxism. Colors and all these people. Started that crap and they're selling it under the guise of something else. if you can't do anything else, and if you're not a combatant, then you can provide food and logistics. You can provide a transportation or a hiding place. Create a hiding place that's creative, that might be stocked with a little food and a little, maybe a little hot plate and maybe some instant coffee, okay? To provide a hidey hole for somebody who is a patriot or a Christian combatant against those who would come against you and take your home, take your firearms, try to throw you into a concentration camp, whatever it is going to come, because that's the kind of stuff that Commissar Kamala and China Joe want to do to you, because they will just utilize the Red Chinese themselves to come over hands across the water. We'll help you take out those Trumpers, those Trumpites. This thing is about put a fork in it. We're done. Now, I'm not saying President Trump shouldn't fight or do anything, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of it, the horse is already out of the barn. Could have been done a while back, but that's all water. The horse is out of the barn. You try to do anything to win at this point, but you ought to be willing to try to go back. President Trump, you said you were going to declassify all the material on all of those that came against you and did the attempt of the coup d'etat. But you did not do that, sir. You said you gave authorization to William P. Barr to declassify the information. You need to go back and say that you're going to declassify the information and request all of that information, and you put it all out. If necessary, you put it out on the presidential website, and you list the names and names. You give the date, the time, the place. Brennan, Comey, Ray, Clapper, Orr, Strzok, Page, Ray. All of them. China Joe, the deeper information about Bo or about Hunter and all of that. Because it all isn't out yet in America. And I keep pushing until you do. And anything else you know about government corruption in the United States that you have found out, and put all of that out. Otherwise, you're going to have to look for a place that has no extradition. Because do you think that they're going to stop coming for you and your family, Mr. President Trump? I pray they do, but I'm telling you, these people are evil, Luciferian scumbags at the top slots of your military, your intelligence community, your legislative branches, your judicial branches, the corporations, the bankers, all these people. You know who they are. You're fighting against them. You're fighting against the New World Order. You're fighting against the military-industrial complex. You brought it up the other night, just like Eisenhower did. And you got guts, sir. You are tough. But if you're going to do it, then go all the way. Burn down their house. Burn down the house of the crap. Burn down and drain the swamp once and for all, and put the information out there to the American public daily in such a way that everybody can get it. All right? And then let the chips fall where they may. But you see, they're already taking you out of the game. You are already being taken out as the second term of the presidency. And there's no way in hell this China Joe and Commissar Kamala did anything or could do anything to generate the support that you have. this ballot stuff, China Joe's formation of the most top-notch voter fraud team ever assembled, all of the stuff, CIA Operation Scoreboard, you see, all of these things, all of the trickery in Cobo Arena in Detroit, all the trickery in downtown Philadelphia, all of it. This is Matthew 24, Luke 21. We're at the beginning of the set. This kind of thing is going wild. Get your batteries for your night vision, your red dot sights. You can also use iron sights, and you can use a goggles if you got them, or a small monocular. But it's also time to eat a few carrots. Get your eye bright. Get all your stuff ready. Start getting your night vision together and learning that you close one eye. You also got to learn that you got to use like the red light so it doesn't rob you of your night vision. A red bulb, okay? All of this stuff, you see. And all of the conflicting numbers of the counts and how many of this ballot, and then another 138,000 come in the middle of the night, and then over here in this other place, then you've got a guy that's, oh boy, they're backdating all these thousands of ballots. Each one, Inspector General of the Post Office. President Trump, go to your head of your post office, order him to put the Inspector General into all of these places to inspect the receipt of these ballots. And any post-dating or back-dating or invalidating the date or delivery in postal equipment without any postage being done. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. You can reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. If you've got a tip, you see any kind of activity of Antifa, BLM, cartel gangs, whatever it might be, Red Chinese. You see any military activity, whether it be on the ground or on the water or in the air or in space, you see any of it? RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And let me tell you what, if you have any ability to do so, then I pray that you would. Any assistance is most needed and welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me say this, FRNs, or a little bit of silver, or a little bit of gold, or whatever it might be, silver dimes, silver quarters, you know, the pre-65 stuff, ounce of silver, whatever it is, silver dollar, or Federal Reserve notes, easiest, best. Check, nothing wrong with the check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Money orders, fine there too, but you got to sign the money order. Any deviation on a money order from what's supposed to be filled out is not of any benefit at all, because it won't be cashable or being able to be put into a bank. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, this is the time to get ready and to get ready to defend yourselves. Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. You remember old Sergeant Major Plumlee? We were soldiers. Brother Quayle just put out, I believe, one of his reports saying the days of Noah are upon us. And quite interesting. Now, I would tell you this. Any kind of a situation you start to find yourself in, do not think like it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago, or that you can argue with, you know, the best argument with somebody. Because if you've seen any of that recently, you saw one where the guy, the Caucasian man out on front of the White House or whatever, says to the BLM person who was, in this case, an African-American BLM person, he says, all lives matter. And then right after he says that, then the BLM guy pops him with the bat on top of the head. Then they're stabbing people and doing all kind of stuff. Try to avoid any of it if you can, but if you're out there and if they come to your neighborhood, they come in front of your house or they come in front of your automobile, I'll always remember. I used to have a guy who was a Jewish businessman. He was a blue collar guy, but he was a part owner of a big business. And he was saying one time he was driving in just north or above, the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City, Missouri. He was going to go down to eat. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the road was a African American man with a shotgun pointed right at his window, getting ready to try to carjack him. Well, he looked over and his wife's there. His kids are in the back seat. And he told him, everybody get down. And he says, man, he says, Hawk, I ducked down behind the steering wheel and I floored that thing and I aimed it. I didn't care. He said, if a gasoline truck was coming down through the cross street, I was going to knock that guy out of the way and get out of there before he could shoot my family. I always remembered that because that's like the golden BB coming straight for you. You got somebody in the street with the firearm, then don't get caught watching the paint dry. Do not try to surrender. The best defense is an offense, if you know what I mean. And just as easily, that could be a Caucasian person. It could be a Native American person. It could be a Hispanic person. It could be anybody. It's not about the color. It is about the content of their character and what they're trying to do to you. You do not want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You're going to have to stand for yourself, stand for your family, stand for Lord Jesus against the evil. And that doesn't mean that you necessarily, in this day and age, this is not the time for the niceties, you see. This is the time when you put on the full armor of God. You put on your body armor. You put on your PASGAT helmet. You put on your load-bearing gear. You load your weapons. You have your knives sharp. And yes, it's a little harder to move with that much ammunition. But if you're going to get stuck out, you might need 10 or 12 magazines for your rifle. You might need a couple hundred shotgun shells, you see. You might need 3-4 magazines for a pistol. Each one that you got already loaded, all ready to go. Because this is going to come down to it at some point. You know, around to it. When you get around to it, well, I tell you what, I got a little old piece of wood over here that's round and it says T-U-I-T on it, on both sides. I got around to it already. If you're not ready, then you do it. If you cannot, if you're not a good combatant, have something to defend your home, a firearm, if nothing else, a sword, a bat. Whatever it is you got, golf club, good old 5-iron, a stand you in good stead, you know, 9-iron, 5-iron, and a big old kitchen knife, you know, one of those weed whackers, you know, a sickle, you know. The big scythe is a little harder to use, but you could use it in a pinch. But you could use one of those old weed whackers that looks more like a golf club or whatever. You can sharpen up a good old coal shovel or grain shovel or even a digging shovel. Sharpen that up with a file, put a little edge on that. Get an entrenching tool, you know, a fold-up shovel that the military would use. Put a good edge on that. The Russian Spetsnaz are trained to fight with the shovel. They have as sharp as razors on their edges, and they fight with that. If you still have any time to, you yourself, teach your children any kind of boxing, wrestling, martial arts, judo, jiu-jitsu, karate, Aikido, Krav Maga, whatever it might be, World War II old-fashioned gutter dirty fight that they used to teach the spies and the OSS and the paratroopers and all the different people. And the SAS and all of that. Then you better teach your kids. You better get ready. And you better get your thinking down. It's also a good time, if you're the leader of your home, to write some things down. Get some plastic sheets and get a three-ring binder. Put instructions. If such and such happens, this is what you do. If you get lost, here's where you're going to go. If what you're going to do, if the lights go out, a checklist of things to do. If there is now, the lights have gone out and they ain't coming back on. Where is everything at? Where to go? How to fight? Here's how to defend the house. All those kind of plans. But don't go into there loose bearing knife now to fight. Stand up, and I'm going to tell you, be watchful and ready, because this could happen quicker than you imagine or can think. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to try strike blows against the enemies of the U.S., the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Pop that three gorgeous thing. Keep the red Chinese busy if you're going to come on us. Pop it. Put the freak on it.